Busted Pencils is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy!
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
It is Johnny and Tim, educated educators talking education. Facebook Live, you already out there can see we have a guest. Right. Tuesday, here we are again, teaching and learning during COVID. You'll hear that. Johnny, I was on the way up to the show here to the studio tonight. I had forgotten like all the stuff that has this past year. I forgot everything.
Come on, man.
I'm serious. I was like everything that happened this past year, because no one's been like telling me and asking me every day what I did for the day, and no one's been checking in on me. And I was like, man, where I'm lost. I'm like in a haze, you know, which made me think like kids today going through COVID, they must feel lost too, because think of how much they've lost. And then I got consciousness and I got onto Twitter and boom, there it is, Eric Fishman, teacher right. In Boston, writing an article about learning loss, but he says it's harmful to use that word, learning loss. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Let me read what this cat's doing. And we invite him to the show. Eric Fishman, teacher, Mission Hill School, K-8 public pilot school in Boston. Welcome to Busted Pencils. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Thanks for having me. I love y'all's metal intro there and the
a little bit of Razgay. Hey, if you stick on long enough, you'll even hear Tim come step in, not me, the other Tim, saying, "Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against." And we love it. We do the music. But all right, all of this aside, though, actually, Eric, interesting piece. Johnny and I have touched on this a few times, different people, different guests, learning loss and the harm, but you really do a nice job of laying this out. And again, I was playing around, of course, thinking about this learning loss, but check it out for listeners. And well, there's already a link on the Busted Pencils Facebook page, how the rhetoric of learning loss, quote, is harming schools. And I'll just read the first paragraph and then we'll jump into this. This is from Eric Fishman, teacher in Boston. When the Biden administration announced on February 22nd that it would require states to administer standardized tests this year, educators responded with surprise and outrage. The tests not only cause intense anxiety for students and teachers, but they'll likely disrupt learning even further this spring. Eric, how dare you come out against standardized testing during a pandemic? What kind of teacher are you? Are you afraid to be measured?
I mean, clearly I don't care about my students that much. I think it's one thing we can say.
What is it? When we talk about learning loss and you talk about harm, go into a little bit about like what made you write the piece for The Progressive?
Sure. I think part of it came from a frustration at seeing, you know, as with so much education rhetoric, like who are the people using these terms and who are the people not using these terms? And so it's really clear that the people using the term learning loss are not educators, not families, not people directly connected to schools. It's policymakers and folks who are connected to the standardized testing industry, folks who are connected to businesses, folks who have a stake in a neoliberal agenda and for whom standardized testing is essential to that agenda, and so therefore are using the term learning loss because of how useful it is, I think, partially as a cover to be able to advance a lot of these agendas around privatization of schools, around use of technology in classrooms, around listening to the voices of business owners and folks with money as opposed to community members and education. And so frustration with the way in which that some folks have been successfully using learning loss as a cover for that agenda. I saw there was one article recently that I can't remember where I saw it, where it was actually tracking a lot of the folks who are funding a lot of the kind of advertisements around the
learning loss,
supporting standardized testing, right? And, you know, it's totally predictable, right? It's like somebody's funding standardized testing. Mm-hmm. It's like the Gates Foundation, right? So I think, wrote the article out of frustration and wanting to help be, you know, and obviously there's other folks writing about this too, but to help clarify, you know, the actual impacts of using this term and the ways in which it does not match the reality on the ground.
Yeah, and Johnny, we've said this before, right? It's learning loss, but I like what Eric did here is to say, like, look, this is cover language for another agenda, Johnny.
Yeah, and it's just great that we can continue to hear from teachers and from especially educators who are amplifying the voices of children in classrooms and in communities around our country who are saying this has been, you know, an unprecedented year in the midst of already school situations that are inequitable and quite frankly cruel to so many children. And so when we begin to think about this particular moment, right, and especially the language and rhetoric around how we're supporting or not supporting community, right? It's just, I think it's so important that we hear from educators and from especially educators amplifying young voices that are saying, hold on, we need something really different, not only from schools, but especially in this moment right now from those who say they want to be supportive of our learning, right, and our growth. This is a really critical moment. And Eric, in the piece in The Progressive, you not only lay this out, but you really kind of speak to the importance of those young voices and their experiences right now. So given that awesome kind of intro, right, we're seeing, you know, this learning loss is rhetoric for the privatization and the neoliberalization of our classrooms. But strip it down. What are the kids saying? What are your experiences and our listeners? And they're ready to hear that. So spill.
Wait, Johnny, you're assuming he's been teaching during the pandemic. From what I understand, he's just...
you're all funny tonight.
Eric, I mean, thank you. Seriously.
Teaching on his head.
I hear teachers have mostly been napping.
Yeah, taking
naps. That's been our main activity,
you have some great quotes, and you yourself, just like Johnny said, what are the kids telling us?
Sure. I mean, I think this is the other thing that's so frustrating about this use of this term learning loss is that it's so obvious that there have been these major significant losses in the lives of all these kids, right? For many of them, like legitimately family members have died. Folks have lost jobs and are having experiencing food insecurity. Folks are being evicted, right? So there's like real losses that are going on that kids are experiencing. But yet those are completely hidden by when the focus is just on grade level standards, right? And I think there's an impetus to say that, you know, we can have both of those. And then in fact, you know, students aren't being well served if they don't like master content, but in fact, there is a limited amount of time. So like legitimately, if I'm taking time trying to prepare kids for tests or literally giving kids tests, that is time that we can't use to be doing check-ins, to be like doing ethnic studies curriculum and learning about all of the mass shootings that are going on, right? So there's legitimately, there's even more limited time here. I think for kids, you know, seeing kids, I'm teaching hybrid right now, so I have some students back in the classroom and seeing, they've missed, like talking about loss, right? They've missed a chunk of development where essentially they've been at home without able to have meaningful connection with their peers. And so that, it feels really painful for a lot of them, I think. And for some of them, they still are at home and they're not going to be in the school year. So I think those losses feel really real. And just the ways in which, you know, it's been hard because students and adults too have just literally forgotten how to be in space together because we've been apart so much, right? I mean, we see this among adults too, but how do we resolve conflict? How do I even modulate my volume of my voice, right? I mean, these things that are basic that is we haven't had a chance to practice. And so I think that those feel like the real losses, and it feels like
those losses are far more important. And see, there it is, Eric, right there, you know, coming up, thinking about this. It's Busted Pencils. It's fully led at Education Talk, teacher from Boston, Mission Hill School, Eric Fishman, talking to us tonight about his article in The Progressive, The Harm of Learning Loss. But Eric, you know, we've got coming up on 2 minutes here. You use, though, what you remind people to is you're not arguing that nothing's been lost. In fact, what you just said is, wow, a lot has been lost. But when we turn to the quotation marks of learning loss as being used by those, quote, in control, whether it's neoliberal, McKinsey, whatever you want to talk about it, that learning loss hides, in fact, is what I'm hearing you say, hides the real losses and then doesn't allow us to go and explain, talk, and engage in that possibly restorative moment, or even just a moment to say, I want to talk about something that's really important. But as you're pointing out now, with Biden putting this forward, and we had Matt Damon's mom on 2 weeks ago who gave Biden a piece of her mind to just talk about this and saying, it's like, wait a minute, this is actually the harm. Is this the kind of harm you're talking about, is because of what we're not doing?
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's both of those pieces. It's both what we are and what we aren't. And I think even on the most basic level, like legitimately administering standardized tests is going to be traumatic and extremely anxiety provoking for kids who, yeah, maybe don't know all of the things and also are being forced to sit in front of a computer and take really what seems like a really intense high stakes test over multiple days. And even beyond that, it's, again, like I'm saying, it's time that we're taking to do that. It's time that we can't be take to do other things. And even beyond that, the emphasis on tests permeates the way in which we're thinking about what we need to do in order to meet students' needs in ways that are really helpful.
That's the emphasis. It is Busted Pencils. It's Fully Led at Education Talk. Johnny Lupinacci, Eric Fishman, Educated Educators Talking Education. When we get back, though, we want to quote one of those students from your classroom. Eric Fishman, Johnny Lupinacci, back at the break. They all get put in boxes. They all come out.